And now to our other lead story today. With a narrowing path to victory and an end to normal campaigning due to the pandemic, Senator Bernie Sanders today suspended his presidential race. Our Lisa Desjardins reports.
I wish I could give you better news.
From his home in Vermont, Senator Bernie Sanders announced he is ending his fight for the Democratic nomination for president.
So while we are winning the ideological battle, and while we are winning the support of so many young people and working people throughout the country, I have concluded that this battle for the Democratic nomination will not be successful.
Former Vice President Joe Biden is now the likely candidate to take on President Trump. The Democratic Socialist and independent senator from Vermont has arguably single-handedly moved the Democratic Party to the left. His underdog 2016 campaign against Hillary Clinton was also a movement, raising new attention to ideas like Medicare for all, free public college, and aggressive climate action. In the 2020 race, many of Sanders' Democratic rivals adopted his proposals.
It was not long ago that people considered these ideas radical and fringe. Today, they are mainstream ideas, and many of them are already being implemented in cities and states across the country.